Welcome to the Foodic Report. Today is Friday, April 21st, 2023. If you can, please support this channel by buying me a cup of coffee or by visiting my affiliate links. Your help is greatly appreciated and helps us to continue to provide content. In most of our videos, we say that it may be a good idea to get extra food, water, etc. Well, today's report should be a warning to you of how urgent that idea is at this time. There is a global rice shortage and it's set to be the biggest in 20 years. Around the globe, rice production is falling, and as a result, the price of rice has been moving upward for more than 3.5 billion people, particularly in the Asian Pacific area, which consumes about 90% of the world's rice. The international rice market is set to record its largest shortage in two decades in 2023, according to Fitch Solutions. This, of course, would not only hurt the grain importers around the world, but the most evident impact will be on the consumer with record prices. Since rice is the staple food across multiple markets in Asia, prices are a major factor of food price inflation and food scarcity, predominantly for those who have limited income. What we are looking at here is the largest global rice deficit since 2003-2004. Oscar Tejacra, senior analyst at Global Food and Agriculture at Robobank, said lower year-on-year rice production in other countries like the US and EU have also contributed to the deficit. Many countries will also be forced to draw down their domestic stockpiles, said Kelly Garrity, senior research analyst at Grow Intelligence. She said countries most affected by the deficit will be those already suffering from high domestic food price inflation, such as Pakistan, Turkey, Syria, and some African countries. China is the largest rice producer and wheat producer in the world, and is currently experiencing the highest level of drought in the primary areas it grows its rice. As if this was not enough of an issue of scarcity and food affordability, a brutal blast of cold is set to bring widespread freeze to the Western Corn Belt and plains that could potentially destroy the winter wheat crops. So, I know most people hear the message to prepare by buying some extra food and store it away. Most don't listen and just go about their business watching the latest episode of Housewives of Beverly Hills. But it's time to be aware of what's happening around you. Not only is food getting more expensive, but you also now run the risk of having food shortages as well. As I end all my videos, I will say it again. Get extra food, get water, get cash for emergencies in case there is a run, get extra items that you may need in the future, and if possible, get out of debt and move some money into precious metals. It's not financial advice, but there may be some reputable companies that you can buy from. Some of them include JM Bullion, SD Bullion, Money Metals. You can use whoever you think's best, but just take some action before you can't. It's time to listen, get some extra food, and put it away. Until next time, this is the Rudick Report.